going places and doing things in the Kenai Peninsula, we see the beautiful nature around us through our eyes. What I like best about the First Friday art display over at the Kenai Visitor Center is we get to see through other people's eyes what they see as beautiful here on the Kenai Peninsula. And I'm talking with the First Friday artist, Teresa Ritter, who is over at the center right now for the opening First Friday night. And the work here, Teresa, is just beautiful. Tell me, when you came to Alaska?
We came to Alaska in 2021.
So you've only been here a few years.
Just a few years.
Did you think you were coming to an art... Oh, that's a common story.
Yeah.
Did you think this was an art community that you were coming to?
I had no idea at the time, but once we moved here, I ended up getting to know people in the community that were artists and got more and more involved with the art center, and here I am.
You certainly have an eye for wildlife, but you also have an eye for the unique. I see a street lamp with sort of a lens refraction with Northern Lights aurora in the background. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I don't say.
Was that from a photograph?
It was from a photograph. I take a lot of photos, and I use that for my inspiration. When I paint, I have hundreds and hundreds of photos on my phone.
So first the eye sees, captures it in photo, and then you go to your oils and acrylics?
I paint in acrylics, and I do some watercolors. But yeah, that's kind of what I've gone from for this my whole show. I had so many photos I wanted to finally paint, and so I decided last year that I wanted to be able to do a show this year. Is kind of a goal to be able to put more of my art out there. And so I painted from a bunch of my photographs to create this show.
And where did you come to us from?
We were from Oregon.
From Oregon. Okay. And when did you start learning art in Oregon?
I have been a creative my entire life. I've been painting more the last 10 years, taking some classes and stuff. But I've always done something creative. I had a grandmother and a grandpa that both painted, and I was intrigued by that. Love Bob Ross.
So you use the creative part of your mind.
That's right.
Now, are some of these things for sale? Because they are. It is that type of art that you kind of want to live with.
Yes. Everything here is for sale. There's a couple items that are personal that I am that are not for sale. But pretty much everything here has been photographed, so I can do prints off of it as well. If people are interested in that later on, I do have my stuff online. So they can go to my website.
Do you ever take a commission on, like, someone who has a photograph who would like to see it put in acrylic?
Absolutely. Primarily how I got started with all my art in the last 10 years is working on commissions, done a lot of pet portraits or just different landscapes.
Now, your card says, "Oh, my crafty heart."
That is the name of my business.
Not art, but heart.
Yes.
So do you put your heart into your art?
I sure do.
And if people, the show will be up, of course, all during April, but if, like, First Fridays come by so fast, and if people don't get to see the show, are there other places that your art is on display?
Currently, I am a member over at the Kenai Art Center, so I do keep my stuff in the gift shop there. And then in June, I'm actually doing a joint show with Susan Watkins and Anna Widman. We'll have a show up in June at the Kenai Art Center.
Well, welcome to Kenai. We have a lot of artists here, even though we may not be known as an artistic community. Homer kind of steals that from us, but I think there's more talent here, and now that you're here, I'm sure of it, than they have down in Homer. Thank you for coming and putting on this display.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Teresa Ritter and Oh My Crafty Heart. Come see her art, wildlife, and other things that you will share her walk through the beauty of the Kenai. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that acrylic sound of KSRM.